TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
this is Sparta!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly. It's what they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys to suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean. The person is decent. And the person know that that's an asshole, but in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So, toss my salad and let him eat me, you know, and we straight. That's it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, boys and girls.
And also Hermes.
And also Hermes. Because you know what? We can't turn away that 12th listener. If we go below a dozen, I'm just going to open my wrists.
We can only hope.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm a little tired.
Late night last night, Mr. Crazy Man?
Late night trying to suck his own dick.
Oh, yeah, playing Tekken 6. Woo-woo.
Oh, yeah? How is that?
A lot of fucking cutscenes.
Yeah?
Like, there's a scenario. Remember that mode, I don't remember what it's called, but you just ran down the halls beating up guys?
Yes.
Basically Tekken took that Force. And expanded it a little bit more. And added a lot of fucking cutscenes. I mean, it's really not that much, but it's just long, and I'm just like, oh, come on, I just want to get back to kicking people's asses.
You can't skip this cutscenes?
You could, but they're there, I'm like, well, I should see what the story is.
Begrudging cutscene watcher.
That's right. They did a cool thing, though, where you get items, and items have different attributes.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have either, you know, you'll take less damage, you'll regenerate some health, you'll do elemental damage.
Ah, kind of like the different weapons that you had in the Soul series games.
Yeah. Although Soul Calibur also added items that do different things as well.
Ah, see, I never played the next-gen Soul Calibur. Well, I mean, I should say I haven't yet.
Okay, yeah, I have that one, so it's not bad. Just a lot of cutscenes, and then and my guy, he has some good attributes, but he looks fucking ridiculous.
Is he wearing like a clown nose? Because
he's got like
star-shaped
glasses and different colored
nice.
Shit.
Does that increase his chance of butt fucking you? Because
no.
Or does it increase his chance of successfully singing Rocket Man?
I think it gives him more health.
What? I think I asked the same question.
I'll show you this one level that's really fucking hard. And I could not.
How hard is it?
Nah, I kept losing.
Is it hard
that's
enough for you
hard.
To turn the controller over to your boyfriend so he could beat the level for you?
No. I just went
that's
to
not very nice, Andy.
I know.
So, yep. That's what I was up late doing.
That's interesting. I was up early playing Infamous.
You and fucking Infamous.
I know, dude. I'm loving it. I totally get Tim walking around the radio station. I'm sorry. Tim walking around his old job. Feel free to edit that if you want to, Tim.
They know it was a radio station.
Oh, okay. Then Tim walking around the radio station. Doing the Spider-Man thing with a fsh, 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 just spinning his webs. Because now anytime I'm around high-rise buildings, I want to run up the side of them and then jump off the top of them.
And shoot some electricity out of your hand?
Yep, and electrocute some homeless people.
And you had to get that for the PS3 because that's the only thing it's available for.
Indeed. Yeah, I wasn't actually up early with the idea that I would go play some Infamous. It was more of, I woke up in the middle of the night going, what the fuck was that loud crashing noise? Ran downstairs, discovered it was one of my genius cats. We had pizza yesterday, and I hadn't taken the boxes out to the trash. And one of my cats had decided that the boxes might be full of goody num-nums, so it had gone up and knocked the pizza boxes down.
And it was not, and the cat was disappointed, and then you beat the shit out of it, right? Right?
Yep. Good. Yep. I beat the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, you know what? Disappointment's not good enough.
There must be punishment.
Taste some pain, motherfucker.
It must be pain.
Yeah. So after that, I was, you know, kind of riled up, and it was like 6 a.m., so it was already in that zone of, fuck, I'm never going to get back to sleep, because I had just enough sleep to feel like it was okay. You know, after going to bed at 1 a.m. in the, you know, 5 hours or so. That's, may as well have been a nap, but, you know, I'm kind of running on fumes right now. You're probably going to get some extra Andy stories today.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Like the one you just had.
Sweet Jesus.
Yay, happy days are here again. Andy's still
here
again.
Everyone loves that song. In the last 4 TanCasts, you've sung that 3 times.
So, Tim.
All right, want to do some Tan laughs?
Sure. I was just going to ask if you were up late or early, and if there was a good reason.
Late because of Disneyland, early because of TanCast. So, yes and no.
That's about right. All right, so who wants to start off the Tan laughs?
We've got Tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too.
Noah, should we do this in reverse order?
I have to look mine up. Hold on.
All right.
I got one at the ready, unless you're ready, Andy.
I'm also ready, but Tim, go ahead. I will defer to you.
Okay. This Tan laugh is from EJ, and it goes like this. There's a bar at the top of the Empire State Building, so this guy who works on Wall Street goes up after a long day of work. There's a bum there. The Wall Street guy starts talking to him. The bum says, I bet you that I can jump out the window and come back here 5 seconds later. So they both give the bartender their money. The bum goes to the window and does it. The Wall Street guy's like, WTF. So he goes to the window, and there are no strings or ledges. The Wall Street guy is like, double or nothing. The bum agrees, and they give their money again. The Wall Street guy jumps out the window and falls to the ground dead. The bum goes back to the bartender to collect his money. The bartender says, damn, Superman, you're a real son of a bitch when you're drunk.
I heard that one before.
Then there's a little addendum. Tim, I knew you'd appreciate a good Superman joke, because we all knew you would risk that supersonic load because you're gay for him.
I somehow feel a little bit better about my ass being the Tan laugh for last week. Because now we come full circle, and Tim is once again gay for Superman. So I have one Tan laugh. It's going to be provided without proper attribution, because I cannot remember the name of the comic who did it. But here we go. Why did Robert Redford stick his dick into a jar of Paul Newman spaghetti sauce?
I don't know. Why?
Because they've been friends for like 4 decades. Is he going to go sticking his dick into somebody else's spaghetti sauce?
Well, can't fight the logic.
Can't. And you know what? One more what the hell. This one's from our listener, Gary. What can lifesavers do that men can't?
What's that?
Come in 5 flavors.
Oh, wait. I do have an extra joke. It's from Kristen from Mousedalgia.
All right. Well, we'll take a pause. Go ahead.
Why is it better to go to a Christian college than a regular college?
The women are loose.
They only have 1 book.
Nice. You can have that. Find a book real cheap.
She says that was a joke that Brian Regan said in some way, but I'm still giving her credit for it.
All right. What's the difference between Bigfoot and an intelligent man?
Nothing.
Bigfoot's been spotted several times.
Oh, a zing-a-long and ding-dong.
What do men and sperm have in common?
They both taste salty.
They both have a 1 in a million chance of becoming a human being.
Oh.
Ooh, hurtful.
But true. I got some.
Alrighty.
Do it.
How many kids
get
with
it
ADD
done.
Does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Want to go ride bikes?
I could kind of see where that was heading, but...
Yeah, but I didn't know bikes was the ultimate answer.
Just seems so chipper.
Bill and his father are out fishing and drinking beer while discussing football and NASCAR. All of a sudden, Bill says, Dad, I think I'm going to divorce my wife. She hasn't spoken to me in over 6 months. His father, silent for a moment, slowly takes a sip of his beer and says, Son, you better think it over. A woman like that is hard to find.
I'm sure that was funnier if I heard any of the middle of that joke.
Ditto. I was like, boy, that all cut out in the middle. I hope Andy got it.
Skype fail. I'm assuming, based on context clues, that he's getting a divorce because his wife hasn't talked to him in 6 months.
Right.
There we go.
That is funny.
Retroactive ha-ha.
All right, I got one more.
All right.
A woman walks into a drugstore and asks the pharmacist if the store carries extra large condoms. Yes, we do, he says. Would you like to buy some? No, she replies, but do you mind if I wait around until someone does? And scene.
It's funny because women like the big cock.
So I think I found out my scale's been lying to me all this time.
Oh, you're actually
fat? You were thinner than you thought you were?
No, I'm fatter than I thought I was. Well, I mean, not fatter, but I weigh more than I thought I was.
Maybe you're just denser.
Yeah, maybe you're building up muscle.
Maybe you have like a core of depleted uranium.
Like, it says I weigh 220. And I was like, well, so one time, it said I weighed like 220, and then I went and played video games for a while, and like was just sitting around. I went and weighed myself again, and it said I weighed 217. I was like, what the fuck? How did I just lose 3 pounds?
Did you shit on the couch?
No. I did not shit. I did not pee. All I did was play video games.
Did you sweat a lot?
No.
Did you forget a limb back on the couch?
Nope.
Were you in L.A. and did you breathe in before the first time and breathe out before the second time? Because no. The air in L.A. weighs about 3 pounds.
So I went and bought another scale. A non-digital one.
It's a way to go.
And then, yeah, when I went to the doctor's office, it said I weighed more. And I didn't really think about it. I was like, you know what? Man, the scale's fucked up. Fuck you, scale.
That's weird because it told me I weighed less than I weighed. No. More than I weighed.
I don't know what the scale's doing. But you weren't naked. Were you naked at the doctor's office?
No.
Okay.
Because I was like right in the hall with a bunch of other people to like hop on the scale. I'm like, well, I'll just keep everything on then.
See, I like to strip right before that. It's like, hang on, let's get an accurate read of all this.
Oh,
there, just kick your shit.
I got one more joke.
Yeah, like that.
This was kind of funny. What do you do if you're attacked by a gang of clowns?
I don't know.
Go for the jugular.
That one was retarded.
I know, that's why I liked it.
I have a joke for you guys, and this is a visual joke via Dig. Go ahead and click on that link there.
This is Sparta!
All right.
Is this some
people at home? I hope you're near a computer.
I'm glad, like, the people in wherever he is are like, what the fuck as well?
Yes.
Not like, this is normal shit. Old days, like, what the fuck is that dude doing?
You know, there's a comedian in L.A. who has a similar getup.
Are you serious?
I am. Except it's like a doll's house that he wears as a hat.
He wears it during his show, his routine.
I should preface that by comedian I mean homeless guy who hangs out at the open mics.
Okay.
Oh.
What I think I love most about this guy's outfit, it's not the outrageous hat. It's not even the novelty glasses that he apparently needs to set off or to offset maybe the outrageous hat. It's all the bling around his neck. If you look careful, it looks like that dude is wearing a shitload of necklaces.
It does?
Yeah.
Looks like maybe two or three. Not like Mr. T.
No, not like Mr. T level, but... Oh, I guess some of the shit around his neck is the string that holds on that gigantic hat.
You can't use Mr. T as a base level. He's achieved a...
Yeah.
he's achieved a Mount Rushmore-like status of necklaces.
Yeah. The scale goes from zero to Mr. T.
So Mr. T is the pinnacle?
He's the equivalent of infinity on a normal number scale.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did I just math out a bit there?
No, there was a hair on me, and I thought there was a bug on me, and it was wigging me out.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm staying at the Econo Lodge this weekend, as I mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking classy.
Yeah?
It's practically just as good as a Residence Inn.
I think you're lying.
Except not. There was a booger on our wall.
Really?
What?
Sort of mushed into the wall.
That's just.
And I was like, "Is that a booger?" I'm like, "I think that's a."
That's just a good host.
Dude, my first job would be to pick my nose and leave it a friend.
No, Danelle decided to grab something and scrape it off the wall, but now it's on the floor somewhere. I'm like, now we have to dance over the booger every time we want to go to the bathroom.
Why was that?
I leave the booger
idea,
on the wall. It wasn't hurting anyone.
What was that, Noah?
Did she just lose it? Like, did she mean to put it on the floor?
Well, because you can't see it in the carpet.
She probably had not worked out, like, some great booger trap there, Noah. She probably tried to get it off, and it just fell out of her hands.
I just assumed she used, like, a tissue or something.
Well, because, like, it wasn't fresh.
It was set.
It was... It was, you know, if it were a cast, it would be not the, it would not be the salt, the mushy part. It'd be the solid cast that you can write on.
You probably don't want to so know what's on those sheets.
No, you don't.
Good thing Tim's checking out today, Noah.
Oh, and the like I said, it said, oh, you guys have continental breakfast. I'm like, sweet. And then I see where it is. I'm like, that's a counter space that it's about 1.5 feet in length. I don't know what continent you're thinking of. I'm guessing Antarctica. Because I'm guessing the offerings are going to be pretty sparse. And I went down there today. There's some bread to make toast and some tiny donuts. You're welcome.
Here's some ice and some whale blubber. Enjoy.
When we went to LA, they had a pretty nice continental breakfast. Remember, they had like waffles you could make and stuff.
Yeah, the Residence Inn one is nice. They had waffles, plus they had like they have eggs and sausage and all sorts of different kinds of cereals and muffins and usually they have like French toast or pancakes as well that you can have. The Residence Inn, they know how to treat you. Econolodge, fuck you. It's $70. What'd you expect?
So true.
That's actually their slogan. Econolodge. Fuck you. It's $70. What'd you expect?
Fuck, we can't more afford more than some donuts.
I'm trying to somehow work that into a jingle. Like, Econolodge. Fuck you. It's $70.
What'd you expect? Yeah.
Zibbity-doo-ah.
Zibbity-doo-dah. Okay.
Zibbity-doo-dah-bah. Oh, you know who's down here in Disneyland right now?
Your mom.
Angelina Jolie's dad.
All right.
John Voight?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see him?
Yeah, he's doing the candlelight procession, the candlelight ceremony, whatever it is. You're going to ask me, and I'm not going to have a good answer.
So you don't know what it is?
Like, I think they walk down Main Street holding candles, and then he reads a Christmas story. Or not a Christmas story. Night Before Christmas.
Is this like a one-night event, or is this like a regular thing until Christmas?
It's a two-night thing. They did it last night, two shows, and supposedly tonight, two shows, unless it rains.
And who cares about John Voight?
Probably the celebrity that would agree to do it. That's what happens every year.
Yep. Oh, can you do me a favor? If you get close enough to John Voight, can you kick him square in the taint for me?
Because of his right wing? Pardon me.
Because he's a fucking idiot. He happens to be an idiot on the right wing, but because he's a fucking idiot. And fucking Fair idiots enough. Should keep their damn fucking idiot mouths closed. So, could you kick him in the taint for me until he gets that message?
Sure.
Thank you.
And was he in Transformers 2? Did you...
I
know he's in Transformers 1.
Oh, look it up. John fucking idiot Voight. I'm assuming that's how you spell his name. Hey, it worked.
I don't think that it did. Andy is a liar.
Are you trying to be quiet, Tim?
Yes, Danelle's asleep.
My wife refers to his daughter as Angelina Horror Jolie ever since she broke up Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Apparently she doesn't like Obama and thinks that Brad Pitt is naive for supporting him.
Angelina Horror Jolie?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Of course, this is according to an Us magazine I was thumbing through the other day.
Yeah, well, according to every other fucking magazine at the checkout line, anywhere, they've been like inches away from breaking up for, I don't know, months, years.
Ever since they got together?
Not only that, Katie Holmes keeps moving out of Tom Cruise's house.
Yes, like, I've noticed that too.
I'm like, how many times that bitch gonna move out? Or perhaps his story is less than accurate.
Or maybe he's got just a bunch of Katie Holmeses just hanging around. Every woman in the world named Kate. When he was telling Oprah and he was jumping up and down and excited, it was because there were so many girls named Katie Holmes to be excited about.
Apparently he didn't know that she didn't go to college. They were at some dinner party. And he was like, so where did you go to college? Columbia? And she's like, I got accepted into Columbia, but I put it off to pursue my acting, and then we got married. And she was really embarrassed that he didn't know, according to this, again, Us Weekly.
Which probably means that they never leave the house because he's got her under lock and key. And his publicist just puts out charming stories to make it seem like they're normal. Because it's Tom fucking Cruise.
It's actually my wife read that article, but before she told me about it, she goes, Tim, where'd I go to college? And I told her. I was like, you don't think I know where you went to college? The mascot is in the front room.
Be glad you got that right, Tim. Because then you'd be on the verge of divorce.
She'd be moving out multiple times. So I looked it up, and John fucking idiot Voight did not act in Transformers 2. Only Transformers.
Gotta give him credit for that.
Well, it's too bad, because if he was at the epicenter, he might have been one of the celebrities that died this summer. He was the right age range.
Who did it last year, Tim? The little candlelight thing.
Yes.
I was wondering if it's like ever anyone that kids care about.
It was Wayne Brady one year, I believe.
I don't think kids care about him.
Well, it's not looking good.
But maybe they care more about him than they would John Voight. Although he was in a kid's movie, though, wasn't he? Was he in Holes or something?
And Transformers. I would say that's kind of a kid-friendly movie.
I give you that.
Well, as long as we're becoming TMZ, anyone else here that Ron Livingston of Office Space fame is gay?
According to Wikipedia. Suing someone for saying he's gay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is it Wikipedia?
Wikipedia. It's somebody who keeps editing Wikipedia and created, I guess, like a Facebook page for him. And created a Facebook page for his completely made-up gay lover.
Nice.
Nice.
Apparently, Bryan Singer's been in the closet for a while. I did not know that.
Director Bryan Singer?
Director Bryan Singer.
Okay. As opposed to singer Bryan Director?
Well, I thought we knew that as far back as Superman.
Maybe I just don't keep up. I remember someone mentioning it to me once. I did not know it was like a known fact. And I was reading, I think, Wikipedia. You know, take it with a grain of salt, saying, Deadpool came out early. And one's like, Bryan Singer, we've always known he's gay or something like that.
Hmm. Meredith Baxter, I've actually got to take Making Sweet Sweet Love Down by the Fire to Her off my to-do list.
You can still do
it. Not necessarily.
Longer like you the penis.
Yeah, but you're bigger and stronger.
That is true. That'd be sweet, sweet for me. And she can make a Lifetime movie about it later.
And a fire is an extra threat.
The Lifetime movie would be called Aging Lesbian Raped by Blob, because Lifetime has absolutely no fucking idea about clever names.
And then he ate her afterwards.
Mmm, lesbian
snack. And
be
hungry for moving for 5 seconds. Eat now.
Yeah, she had about 3 pumps in. It's like, I'm winded. Hang on.
These wieners will give me the energy I need.
Nice Simpsons reference.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. These wieners. I'm sure that's another one of those quotes that's better in my head than it actually was in the original. Because in my head, he's really, like, he's emphatic about it. These wieners will give me the energy I need.
What are you talking about?
Homer's being chased by these wild dogs, and he's like, wait a minute, I have an idea. And he pulls out a bunch of sausages, and you think he's going to throw them to the dogs? He goes, these wieners will give me the quick energy I need to escape. So he eats them and runs away.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, best part about it, it fucking worked.
You hear what's going on in Michigan?
Like the rusting of their cities?
No.
Or something else?
They want to make it illegal to ask breastfeeding women to stop.
Huh.
Fine by me.
On public property or in private property?
Oh, I think they mean anywhere.
You know, as long as they've got the little cover the boob blanket, I think people just need to fucking get over it.
Oh, where the baby's under the blanket?
Yeah. If they're just like, hang on, let me pop a tit out, I can see where there would be certain situations where...
Hang on, let me pop a tit out.
Well, I've seen, you know, of all the... I mean, I've seen a ton of women breastfeeding, but most of the time I see when breastfeeding... Well, it's not in public, I should say, but they don't usually do the blanket thing.
Yeah, I was at a concert one time, and the lady next to me just, like, oh, my baby's hungry. And then the baby stopped eating and was, like, looking around, and she's, you know, watching the concert, so she's not paying attention. It's like, ma'am?
Have you noticed the suckling on your nipple stop and start again? That's me.
You got a boob out there.
Normally, I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm making an exception tonight.
I think it's I don't know. I mean, at one hand, it's like, yeah, people should get over themselves and, you know, not really worry about it. But at the other hand, it's like, we should live in a society where people just whip their boobs out and that's okay.
Okay, true. Last year it was John Stamos. That took me a while.
What?
Disneyland candlelight thing.
John Stamos.
Okay, Andy, come back to we're going to step back into that conversation, are we?
You can keep going with this one. Okay. Based on how long it took me to get 2008, it's going to be a while before I get 2007 and before.
So boobs, we all like them.
I'm for boobs.
Yep. And I'm also for kids getting their snack on. But I'm also accepting of the fact that it's not always convenient. And, like, taking your kid into what's often the only private area, which is the bathroom, is fucking nasty.
Indeed.
So I think I'm pretty okay with it. But in terms of, like Noah said, we live in a society where women going topless is not widely accepted. Because
that's something
we
need to work on as well.
We treat boobs as sexual things because they're fucking awesome.
Pause. Pause for a second. Pause. Louis Gossett Jr., 2003.
Ooh.
Okay, maybe someone cares about John Stamos. Who gives a shit about Louis Gossett Jr.?
You know what? I give more of a shit about Louis Gossett Jr. than I do about John Stamos. The only good thing he did was to put Rebecca Romijn back on the market.
All right, well, hateful.
I'm kidding. He also hosted the Bob Saget roast, and that was pretty funny. Especially when Cloris Leachman said, "I have not come here to roast Bob Saget. I have come to fuck John Stamos." And then he kissed her and groped her. I'm like, ew, that's creepy funny. Like, old ladies should not be sexual.
Yeah, they should.
Mm-hmm. I say until I'm an old man, and young women will no longer touch my willy. In which case it'll be, "Ladies, ladies, ladies, get out those dentures and give me a gummer."
You are a silly fool. Silly fool.
I know.
Are we going to weigh in on Tiger Woods, since we're being TMZ?
No, I already said I give a nigga shit about it, so.
Excellent.
I can't spot one entire shit.
Sweet. I don't care.
The only thing was that three people made the exact same joke. I don't know if you heard about this.
No.
George Lopez, Wanda Sykes, and Joe...
Rogan?
No, Coy something? I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Oh, Joe Coy?
Was that... Okay. Is that a person?
Yes. He's a comedian. Yeah. Does a very funny joke about his son playing with his wiener, where his son will just whip his wiener out and tell his father about it. Calls it his ting-ting. So he'll just shout, "Ting, ting, daddy!" That amuses me, because I can see my son doing the same thing pretty soon.
And before I get to that joke, Jane Seymour, 2007.
Who?
Candlelight Sarah. Jane Seymour? You don't know from Jane Seymour?
Oh. Jane Seymour.
All right. I think less people give a shit about her.
Cougar.
Everyone gives a shit about Jane Seymour.
I would fuck Jane Seymour.
She's from Voyager, right?
No. Dr. Quinn.
Oh, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No. Dr. Quinn, orthopedic surgeon.
I love her.
The less successful spinoff.
Speaking of women who are older than me, who I would definitely do, you know, if it wasn't for the wife, as of seeing the wrestler last night, Marissa Tomei.
She's not that much older than you.
She's like a decade older than me.
What? Lies.
What did you think of that movie, Andy?
I liked it. My wife did not. But she did not like the ending.
I did not think it was as great as everyone said it was. Like, I just felt that was like every other movie I'd seen where someone's down and out, having family problems, and then they try to make a comeback.
The scene with him and his daughter, though, I won't lie, I got more than a little bit choked up.
Does he hit it?
Oh, yeah. You know
yes,
it.
Yes, right in the face. He's like, "You know what, bitch? You haven't been talking to me in, like, I don't know, 8 years? Suck this fist." Yeah, Marissa Tomei, born December 4th. Oh, happy 2 days late birthday, Marissa Tomei, if you happen to be listening. By the way, nice boobs. 1964, so she just turned 45.
What?
So she is more than a decade older than I am.
Wow. I didn't know she was 45. She's looking good for her age.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's some more past narrators. Cary Grant, Gregory Peck, John Wayne, James Earl Jones, Mary Hart, and last year, Edward James Olmos. Wait, this must be Walt Disney World, because I swear I just said somebody else for last year.
Yep, you did.
No, it says Disneyland. Huh. Maybe this was posted a while ago. Well, whatever, you get the idea. They're celebrities, they're not typically... Well, except for Cary Grant and those other guys,
Christmas,
those are kind of A-list.
And all through the house, not a pilgrim was stirring.
Not even Mickey Mouse, pilgrim. Hey-o.
Andrew Dice Clay, they need to have him do it next year.
Well, I'm quite certain he's not doing a lot else. Speaking of TMZ,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say I saw Andrew Dice Clay doing a shitty open mic that I was doing along a while ago. But speaking of celebrities, quote-unquote, doing shitty open mics, I followed Kato Kaelin at the Liquid Zoo in Van Nuys, California.
Wow.
For those of you who are not aware of what the Liquid Zoo in Van Nuys, California is all about, picture the shittiest bar that's near you. All right. Now there's one shittier than that. with hookers and crack addicts hanging around it. And then comics go there to punch themselves in the balls on stage.
Oh, I thought you were moving up the world, Tim.
No, I'm not.
Not there.
Just circling the drain.
But Tim, now you're Kato Kaelin famous. First you were internet famous.
Now you're Kato famous. Isn't it better to go after someone than go before them? Or does it matter?
Well, if this was a booked show, yes, but it was just an open mic of people going up and doing whatever.
Okay.
And he was doing other people's jokes. Like, he did a joke about how there was this girl that, she didn't have an hourglass figure. She had an hour and a half. She had too much time on her ass. And all that is verbatim a joke from another comedian named Kathy Ladman from, like, a decade ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I could pick out the comic that belongs to.
She even followed it with saying, Kathy, her joke was, I have an hour and a half, too much time on my ass, not enough at 3 and 10. Or 11 and 1 if I'm feeling perky.
Yep.
Crazy.
Anyway, that was it. Fuck Kato Kaelin.
Fuck that dude.
You should have just sat in the audience coughing out the names of all of the people that those jokes are from.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
So, one time, never mind. I'm not going to tell. I'll tell you guys that story offline.
No, that story was made of fail.
I just realized that I don't want to tell that story.
You're getting better. You used to be such a blurter.
I think he doesn't want to tell it because he doesn't want... I think it involves him.
Okay.
No. It doesn't involve me at all.
Oh, all right then.
Then you are getting better. Let's congratulate Noah.
Kudos to Noah.
Yay!
I am getting better. I'm starting to think about what I say before I say it. Like, hey, would this person really want me to blurt this out about them? Probably not.
Getting older and wiser, Noah.
Somewhat.
Anybody seen any movies? Do anything exciting? Anything
I
to
saw
share?
International. Wait, is that what it's called?
I have no idea. You saw it.
Clive Owen, Naomi Watts.
Oh, The International?
Yes, The International. I saw that.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was on. I must say, I love Shimmy Netflix.
Where you're just like, I want a movie. Boop, boop. I've got a movie.
Now me and Stephanie, we just go, you know what? Would you like to, watch a movie tonight? It'd be nice if they added some type of search feature to it. I mean, they do have, like, a little tabs of, like, different genres of movies, and you go through them. And sometimes we don't know what we want to watch, but it'd be nice if they had some type of search function built into the app. Right now they don't. You have to, like, you have to log out of the disk and go to the browser if you want to add stuff to your instant queue. I do like, though, that it doesn't have to be on your instant queue to be able to watch it. Like, you can just browse through the genres and anything that's not your instant queue, you can still watch. So, that's nice. But, so yeah, we're just going through and I'm like, oh, well, let's watch this. And we did. It was alright. Not great, not horrible. Not Clive Owen's best.
Right. I watched Taken yesterday.
Oh, that was
for
a good
the
movie.
First time?
For the first time.
Oh.
How'd you like it?
It was excellent.
I concur.
The very end, the denouement, as it were, was a little anticlimactic.
As denouements tend to be.
Yep. It's like the movie overstayed its welcome by 30 seconds or so. Really not much, but yeah.
Was it like a touching scene at the end or something? I kind of forget. Like, at the very end.
Yes, there was a touching scene at the end that was just a little bit too... Just a hair, like a couple of beats, too drug out.
I'm going to say a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Taken. Alright, spoil starts now. I love the way he fucking shot the wife in the leg.
Yes. I thought it was in the arm.
Was it in the arm?
I think it was through the upper arm.
He's like, yes. I will find my fucking daughter.
Yeah, so you kind of felt a little bit bad for her, but as my wife was pointing out, you know what? She's got to know that her husband's making too much money for a fucking desk job. And if she's not asking questions, she's a little bit culpable too. Maybe that's a wake-up call.
You should shoot your wife in the leg and see how she feels. See if she feels the same way.
You knew! I am not corrupt, nor am I helping anybody be sold into prostitution. So you leave my wife's legs the fuck alone.
Sure. That's what you say on this podcast.
You would never admit it.
Either that or you'd be really bad at it.
There
selling
was
people
one...
into slavery.
Come see the little car I drive. You tell me that I'm making white slavery money.
What car do you drive?
I drive a Honda Civic.
That was one of the best on gas mileage. I'm looking at getting either a Yaris or a Corolla.
You're getting a new car,
sorry,
Tim?
One of the best. What?
You're getting a new car?
Well, new to me, hopefully.
Nice!
Well, because a shitload of things are wrong with the current car.
Yep.
You were putting off for so long.
You should trade in your current car and get yourself some of that new Layers gum.
I looked up the Kelley Blue Book value for the trade-in value of my car.
I don't think, the Yaris gets very good reviews, but I think the Fit does.
The Yaris? Who's giving the reviews bad reviews to the Yaris?
I don't remember anymore. I just remember my coworker was looking at the Yaris and the Fit, and I seem to remember reading negative reviews for the Yaris, but the Fit was getting pretty good reviews. It might have been on Consumer Reports.
I was going to say, yeah, definitely check Consumer Reports before you jump. I've noticed they do a really good job with, checking all the gadgets and the doohickeys and, driving in cars for long enough to figure out what's going to be the little annoyances and what's going to feel cheap or what's going to rattle or whatever.
I don't give a fuck from rattle.
You may just want to put the Fit on your list. My coworker is very happy with her purchase.
I considered the Fit. I actually fit pretty well in the Fit, pardon the pun. And I'm a big guy. I was surprised. The Dodge Caliber looks bigger than the Fit. It's not on the inside. It does, like, the back seat, if I run the seat back like I need to be able to, not drive with my knees on the side like it was a fucking go-kart. Basically, nobody with legs can sit behind me in the Dodge Caliber.
Although the Yaris is a little bit cheaper than the base Fit by, like, $2,000.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out. I'm sure Tim's trying to spend the least amount of money as possible.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
The Yaris gets, what, 36 and 29? That's good. Have you test driven one yet?
I haven't test driven shit.
You guys are looking up cars. I just googled Marissa Tomei topless. By the way, we're not going to link to it, but go ahead. It's all up there. If you want to see the best parts of the wrestler, it's her her two little boobies and her firm 40-some-odd-year-old ass.
Did you link it?
No,
oh,
I
you
said
we should not link it.
Yeah, because really it's sort of scattered over the internet. It's not like there's one just central point of, here's all things Marissa Tomei's vag.
It looks like the Yaris gets a bit more gas mileage than the Fit. Yeah, I don't know if I would ever buy a new car again. And I think if I do buy a car, well, I don't know, they say you should get a small loan, but I'd probably pay mostly cash for it when that time comes.
Ooh, yeah, the Fit is not cheap comparatively to the Toyotas I was looking at. Like the Yaris and the Corolla.
I mean, I don't know what the breakdown is. It's $2,000 more. Maybe a little bit more than that. Which doesn't end up being that much more. I mean, probably interest will jack it up.
And taxes. Fucking taxes will kick your ass.
I mean, because I remember when I was by my car and we were like looking at the different numbers, like how much, what if I put this much down? Or what if I put this much more down? Like, and it's probably different than if the car is more, but it didn't make that much more difference in the payment wise.
That's the other thing. I would like to get it paid off quickly.
That'd be nice.
I don't want to take some, 3-year thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either. Are you going to...
Jesus, even their Civics are expensive. Fuck Honda.
The Civics retain their value really well, which means buying one used is not as cheap as you'd like. But selling one used is rather nice.
Well, I don't have one to... Wait. There's one for a little over $10,000.
Are you going to trade in your other car? Can you trade in your other car?
Yes, for all $350 worth of value I will get for it. And no, I'm not downplaying that to be funny. That's exactly what it is.
$350?
Yep.
Tim has put a lot of miles on that thing.
That is correct.
Are you over 200?
215,000 miles. And the gas gauge doesn't work, and the odometer needs a flashlight for you to see, and the antenna is missing, and the radiator's leaking. Not the radiator, the transmission's leaking something, and now the brakes are going. And I'm pretty sure the alignment's off. But other than that, smooth ride.
So ride. Take it easy. It's still probably better than your old car, though.
The one that just stopped in the driveway for 4 years?
Well,
I would say yes.
I remember when you're like, Look, no, I'm flooring it. It's like,
look, now I'm putting the pedal in the metal. Woo, Tim, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
That's fucked up.
What's that?
Wife gets HIV after husband pricks her with a sewing needle while she slept. And he did it so she would have sex with him.
How do you get HIV from a sewing needle? What the fuck was she sewing?
I assume he probably pricked himself with it, had some blood on it, pricked her with it.
And he pricked her with his prick and probably gave her HIV that way.
But wouldn't he have given her HIV by having sex with him?
I'm not reading the whole story, but I'm assuming from the headline that he had it and she found out about it and they stopped having sex.
Just like a woman.
I don't want HIV. No more sex for you.
Selfish. Just selfish.
Ah, yes, I just read the headline. New Zealand HIV positive man infects wife with needle.
On occasion, she caught him handling a syringe full of...
Pricked a sleeping wife with a needle tainted with his blood, infecting her with the virus.
I wonder if he cheated. It doesn't say.
I would hope so, otherwise he spontaneously developed HIV. Oh, I guess he could have been doing drugs and whatnot.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess they went for a health screening when they went through customs, I believe, somewhere. And that's how they found out.
Or immigration or something.
Yeah.
What kind of health screening?
Immigration. I think it was immigration.
Oh, okay. I was like, Jesus. I know they checked your bags and maybe checked your orifices and whatnot, but geez, we're going to check your blood. Sit here for a couple weeks while we run the tests. Man, I am totally going to miss that dinner party.
Wow.
Stupid customs.
She woke up and found a sting-like mark on her left thigh. 2 days later, awoke to a stinging feeling in her leg. Also saw her husband handling a syringe full of his blood. 4 months later, during a routine checkup, was told she was HIV positive. She confronted him. He admitted to pricking her with an infected needle. All he said was he was sorry. He said, I used needles on you because I wanted you to be the same as me so you can live with me and you won't leave me, she said in a statement.
That's love right there.
I'm thinking that that this dude needs to be charged with attempted murder.
Well, not even attempted.
That's just love.
Well, if she dies of AIDS, then he can be tried for murder.
Oh, but if she dies of something else in the meantime?
Yeah, because the virus meds are pretty fucking good.
Obviously, Magic Johnson's still around, getting fat as ever.
Yep.
The guy's got money, though, and a couple of playing for our
AIDS up with a biscuit.
Yeah. According to South Park, it's because he just rolls around in his money, and money is the natural cure for AIDS.
I wish someone told Freddie Mercury that.
Yeah, he was trying to roll around in boys, and it didn't work out as well.
But I bet
you should put some money on him.
Hang on, can you wear this money condom?
Oh, I tell you guys, I went to Universal Studios on Monday. Or no, Tuesday. Who cares when?
I read it in your tweets.
Yeah, they only have 4 rides in the entire park. 2 were broken.
Jesus.
I'm like, come
Did
on.
They really only have 4 rides?
Yeah, Mummy, Jurassic Park, the Studio Tour, and The Simpsons. Everything else
Universal's
is a show.
Universal's mostly, I was going to say shows. Shows and shit to look at.
So Jurassic Park went down, and so we were going on the tour. You've both been on the tour, right?
Yes.
So we're going into
2 decades ago.
We're going into the earthquake building. And so we go in, and they're describing it, and then all of a sudden, it starts to do an earthquake, and then it just stops. It's like nothing, if you've been to the earthquake thing, the entire upper set crashes down, and a truck falls down, and then there's a tidal wave flood, and then, shit catches fire and explodes. It just shakes a little bit, and then we drive out. And then we make this turn we've never made before. And he's like, hey, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. This is the back of this set, and yada, 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 yada. And we turn back around. It looks like we're heading back towards the opening of that building. And the tour guide goes, oh, apparently there's something we missed in that last set. We're going to wait and go through it again. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. Well, we're just waiting for this light to turn green. We can head back into the set. It is a hot set, so we don't want to go in while they're filming. And then, we're waiting and waiting. And all of a sudden, we just drive away, and he just starts talking about other things. He doesn't even say, I guess we're not going in that building. He's just like, and over there, there's things, and over there, there's other things.
There's only 4 rides there.
We have reached the point of the game where Noah has to reset.
Yes.
Noah, take it out, blow on it, stick it back in, put another cartridge on top of it.
This Tancast Noah Mike Fail, where Noah resets his malfunctioning microphone, is brought to you by International Leave Tancast and iTunes Review Day. That's right, I know you've been saying, someday I'm going to leave Tancast and iTunes Review. Well, someday is now December 30th. We want everybody who hasn't left an iTunes review that can to leave an iTunes review for Tancast on December 30th, 2009. Happy International Tancast iTunes Review Day! And now, back to the show!
Wow, speaking of boobs, either of you guys watch Modern Family?
No.
I do.
The hot trophy wife that Al Bundy is married to?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, every time she's on, and, you know, I'm staring a little bit too much at the ginormous rack she has, my wife always says something about how push-up bras are, like, what a wonder push-up bras are for making the tits look ginormous, but this site is not safe for work.
This is Sparta!
There's no push-up bra.
Your wife's just jealous.
The rest of that site is not work safe, but if you click on just the picture, well, it's also not work safe because it's gigantic boobs in a bikini. But
that's totally safe.
Yep.
Nothing's ever been safer.
Yeah.
That's going to be our album art.
That lady has some gigantic milk slingers.
I'm sorry, some gigantic what?
You can't see her face, though. That could be anyone.
Oh, there are other pictures of her.
Where?
I was tricking you.
In a totally different outfit.
I don't see them. Are they on that page?
Yeah, there's actually only one where you can see her face, but here, I'll link it to you.
This is Sparta!
You know, plus it's on the internet, so you gotta believe it's her.
Share the wealth, my friend. Is that lady famous?
She was in Knights of Prosperity.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I liked that show a lot.
See, there, her boobs don't look so big.
Well, it's because she's leaning back, and they're not surgically enhanced, so gravity does function.
You watch Community?
Allegedly.
That's a funny show.
Community?
Yeah. With the guy from Talk Soup that I don't know who he is, but apparently other people do.
Hmm. Nope, but I'm committed to picking up Better Off Ted when it starts back up again.
Oh, that was a good show. I mean, still is, I think. Did you start watching in reruns or something? Or
I just watched a little bit of a couple of them last year and decided that I need some more comedy to round out my TiVo.
I think I don't think it will last, unfortunately, because it's kind of quirky, but I like it.
Yeah, but while it runs, I think I'll enjoy it. I've been liking Modern Family because they do a lot of the same mockumentary style that they did on Arrested Development. And it's a lot of the same sort of uncomfortable shit, but it's got a little bit more heart than Arrested Development did, which means probably lasts a little bit longer. Because fewer people will be like, these characters are so unrelatable and horrible to each other, I'm going to hate this show.
Is that what people had a problem with on Arrested Development?
Yep. Well, it's one of the things. The other one is, I don't get this. There's no laugh track. How am I supposed to know when to laugh?
There's another show that didn't have a laugh track.
My Name is Earl didn't have a laugh track.
Look at that. It's not around anymore. It lasted a while, though.
Yeah.
A few seasons, right?
Modern Family doesn't have a laugh track. See, laugh tracks are just fucking gay. It's like, if the joke's funny, laugh. If the joke's not funny, don't laugh. But leave it up to me.
I
get it.
I understand.
Whole humans are social animals, and if you were in a big crowd, more people laughing would make you feel better about what just happened. But it just feels like a fucking crutch to me.
But I also feel like there are movies I think I probably would have found funnier if I was watching it with a crowd. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what you said, and yeah.
Yeah, the other thing is if you got to pause for the laugh track, you're slowing the comedy down. And that was another thing I liked about Arrested Development is sometimes there was a laugh and you'll miss it joke right after the funny joke.
Yeah, well, we see how that worked out.
So you had to train yourself to sit there and just, you know, meditate on the zen of the humor.
Meditate on the zen of you sucking.
Suck a duck.
Meditate on the zen of these nuts.
These nuts.
Sanctuary much.
We're sucking on these nuts.
So wait, you were open mic with Cato Kalin and Andrew Dice Clay, Tim?
These were two separate open mics, but yes, and one was a really long time ago.
Wow.
Although Andrew Dice Clay is playing Vegas at some point with a friend of mine, so he's doing way better. Cato Kalin is still doing better than me.
Wow.
So really,
that was crazy, dude. You just remixed yourself live.
Skype only played us that little bit that you said. So he's doing better. 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 At first, I thought you were stuttering or stammering or something like that. Then it kind of hanging in there for so long that I was about to call your wife and say, hey, can you hit Tim? I think he's skipping.
He's doing better. He's doing better. Dicka, dicka, dicka. He's doing better. Yeah.
Wicka, wicka, wicka.
Did you get to talk to him? Did you get to touch him?
Well, I could have. Like, another comic took a picture with him, but I was like, that's just reinforcing a delusion in his head that he's worthwhile, and I don't want to do that. So I treated him like any other comic
friend of mine met,
and pretty much ignored what he was saying while he was on stage.
A friend of mine met, who the fuck is that guy? The guy in all the Adam Sandler movies, and Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, Rob Schneider?
Yep. Met him at Whole Foods. That's it. Whole Foods in San Mateo.
What a story.
That's stupendous, Noah.
Do with it what you will.
I did. I forgot it.
Have you met Rob Schneider? I think not.
Yep, and I'm fine keeping it that way.
I consider my life the better for it. Unless Rob Schneider wants to follow me around every once in a while and just shout to other people around me, that's a huge bitch!
That's not even him. That's just somebody else who did ADR for his movies.
Well then, I have absolutely no use for Rob Schneider.
Well, welcome to Hollywood.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
What is that from?
South Park mocking him, like, every movie for a while there was, Rob Schneider had something crazy happen that turned him into something else. Now you gotta watch Rob Schneider do shit he shouldn't do. Rob Schneider is the hot chick, or the animal, or the prostitute, or a carrot.
Carrot!
Or a stapler.
When there's a lull, count on singing Noah.
Carrot, motherfucker, good for your eyesight.
Well, that's not really true.
For carrot. Alright, when we all start singing, perhaps it's time to wrap it up.
Probably.
Wrap it up. Tim's got to be out by 11.
Overstayed our welcome.
Can't be lounging in these plush accommodations forever. Sometimes you got to let the dream end.
No more boogers on the wall for you. Can recreate the experience at home, Tim.
Oh, count on it.
That would be hilarious if, like, you did that one time when Danelle's at work. She comes home. What the fuck is on the wall?
The booger, it followed us.
It's a booger, baby. I want you to feel like, you know, we're on vacation.
I want you to relive the experience.
All right, Tim. Well, before you walk out of there, make sure to take a couple of deep breaths so you have something to eat on the drive home.
Oh, by the way, before we do go, I want to say bless you to my wife. But then I want to say what's up to Jerry Brandt. Oh, bless you to my wife again. Jerry Brandt, comedian.
This is Sparta!
One of the four remaining listeners of Tancast, and also a very funny comedian. I did an open mic with him, and I actually listened to his shit because it's funny.
Woo!
That's it.
I interact with him sometimes on Twitter, so woo! Go Jerry! 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 Jerry!
He had a really funny abortion joke the other night. I'm not even going to try and do it justice, but...
Can't get enough of those.
See, that's all I need is to know that there is a very funny abortion joke out there, and it brought a little joy to my life.
Good times. All right, anybody have any parting thoughts?
Shaving your nuts in winter is a good way to make your Johnson feel cold.
All right, Noah, anything to add to that?
I like to let my winter coat grow on my nuts.
I was doing that too, but then I noticed, you know, right around time to take a shower, if I scratched down there, it was getting a little fragrant, so.
That's why you wash your nuts.
I do wash my nuts, but, you know, it's just, like, the sweat of the day.
Do you put perfume on there? Some sort of scented oil? That's a good way to keep the smells at bay.
A little baby powder. It soaks up the sweat. Keeps your nuts
fresh.
Yeah,
you know what? And we've got a ton of baby powder. I should totally get on that.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't want to, like, reach down there to, you know, rub a quick one out and have it, like, explode into a puff of white.
That'd be awesome.
It's like a show.
be like,
you know, kind of half awake and, oh, shit, did one of my balls blow up?
No, you know.
Am I that old? Your ball's like a ninja. Oh, poof, and it's gone.
Am I now firing dry cum? I'm old. I'm so old. My balls are drying up.
All right, let's end this. I need to get some breakfast in my tummy.
Yeah.
All right, and
yeah.
I need to get these files before they kick us out.
Yep. And for the record, everybody, Noah considers other men's semen breakfast.
Right. Totally.
So, Noah, get down to the docks. Get to sucking.
I'm on my way, Andy. Good one.
All right. I'll meet you there. I'll put on some powder.
Ooh, Andy, you're right a minute, sir.
I'm being mocked.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, no, she's not going to say goodbye. No, says fuck you to everybody.
Thank you for listening to TanCast Episode 77. Love to hear your comments at TanCast.com, or you can always email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. Don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. And remember, December 30th, International, leave an iTunes comment for TanCast Day. See you next week. Keep fucking that chicken. TanCast.
I did not realize that Scarlett Johansson was going to be in Iron Man 2. She is playing the Black Widow.
Isn't that a Spider-Man villain? Were you recording for that? You son of a bitch.
Yeah, let's do it.
So all you right. Just say, you don't keep up on what are news, you piece of shit?
What? You don't keep up on Scarlett Johansson nose news, you piece of shit?
No, I don't keep up on Scarlett Johansson's nose.
Well, you should. It's a very petite nose. It's nice.
It is. It is. I would totally dry some of my cum just so I could get her to snort it.
All right, we're done.
Nasal sex, motherfuckers.